A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 24th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's human rights situation following two damning reports from human rights watchdogs, Amnesty International and the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
EZimbabwe yebo uqindiselwe kwamalungelo abantu kusekhona amalungelo abantu abalwela amalungelo abantu sibabiza ngesilungu sesema human rights defenders asasengcupheni namanje luselude lona uhambo kusafanele luhanjwe eZimbabwe kodwa ke ekusingancoma nje kancane okwenzekile kunyaka odlule ukuthi uhulumeni uqedile lo mthetho lo okhuluma ngokuthi kushadiswe amantombazane asemancane
uthola sina namaturokana mijaka kurasika chaiko chaiko kutaika kwekwe kwatinoti kuhumana ndoko akuitwa panapa nokuti kana vanhu vachitaura zvinhu zvisina kana basis vanogona kuva vane rimwe donzo kana zvimwe zvinangwa zvinoenderanawo nezvine zvinangwa zvavo vanovapa mari other than that vatipe here pane mienzaniso yavatipe here zvavari kutaura.
Zimbabwe's constitution is almost 2 years old, so it's a long overdue, not only discussion, but practical step to ensure that the country's laws comply with the constitution. But I think what's much more important is that after aligning the law with the constitution, is there going to be any change in the country? Because it is good to do the technical piece, but where it really matters is compliance with the laws once they've been aligned with the constitution. But also, I think what is important is to prioritize, because there are other pieces of legislation that are more important. I think all laws are important, but there are others that are much more pressing.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's human rights situation.
Two leading human rights watchdogs, Amnesty International and the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, have accused Harare of not respecting human rights. Amnesty International released its annual report saying the disappearance of prominent pro-democracy activist Idai Zamara in March last year remained unresolved. Indications are that freedom of expression, freedom of association, and freedom of assembly continued to be restricted, and a number of journalists were arrested.
In Harare, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights told Parliament told the Parliament's thematic committee on human rights that violations of Zimbabwean citizens' social and economic rights are increasing as a result of the deteriorating economic situation in the country. The lawyers also told the committee that they are concerned about the deteriorating human rights situation in the country and government's failure to find Zamara. Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hama dzadiwa nhasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitarisa nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu. Masangano maviri anoona nezvenyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu anoti reAmnesty International pamwe nere Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ari kuti kodzero dzevanhu hadzisi kutevedzerwa munyika. Muri kutariswa kuti wabuda mumba maani uye pane vamwe vakuita mubhedha pamusoro pemutemo vasingatevedzeri mutemo. Vari kutarisaiwo nyaya dzakaita sekutsakatika kwavaitai Zamara mwedzi gumi nemumwe chete yapfuura. Vakapambwa kumba kwavo kuHarare nanhasi vasati vazikanwa kuti vari kupi. Vasangano maira aya ari kutaurawo kuti hurumende iri kukweva makumbo pakuzadzikisa bumbiro remitemo, uye vari kutiwo zvimwe zviri kunetsa ndezvekuti urombo hwanyanyisa zvaakukonzerawo nyaya dzechiuko mumwe nezvimwe zvakadaro daro, vachisimbisa asi kunyanya kuti nyaya dzekodzero. Gibbs, Hazina umira shakana kama Zimbabwe.
Ye, wibeka kateke indaba yetu. Lamtla njike blessing njongo wibeka wako. Ye, zuluga ndaba. Lamtla si kloka kono kukenza gala owe tulwe. Ye, Amnesty International le Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Inhlanganiso lezi zibika ukuthi kukhanya ngazani ke eZimbabwe khona ngale isekelo sombuso welizwe asikalungiswa ngemfanelo njalo ilungelo loluntu lokho elinyathezelwa khona ngale eZimbabwe. So ke bacela uhulumende ukuthi ngakuyenzakala ngake kuyalungiswa konke lokhu kuthi ke imithetho enye ethize elokhu ilengalenga engayihambelani lesisekelo sombuso esitsha ilungiswe. Sulungizwa ngani izulu kandaba ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje nasinombolo lifone kanye salifonela khona ngapho ngemakhaya 001-202-619-2077. Sifisa ukulazisa njalo ukuthi sikuFacebook la kuTwitter njalo la kuWhatsApp. So khulumani sizwe izulu kandaba.
Gibbs, I think we have our first two guests. That is Mr. Marufu Mandevere. He's a human rights lawyer. He's doing his studies here at American University in Washington, D.C. Mr. Mandevere, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. And we are also being joined by Mr. Steven Sibanda of Occupy Africa Unity Square. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening, Babu. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, let's start with you, Mr. Mandevere. We know that you are here in USA, but you are reading a lot about what is happening in Zimbabwe. And, of you know, what is happening right now is that lawyers for human rights are saying, you know, the Constitution has not been aligned and the increasing state of human rights violations is concerning. So, at the end of the day, what could be your comment on some of these things?
Oh, I agree that the Zimbabwe has a new constitution. Everybody was happy that we have a new constitution, but there's not been any serious move towards realigning our laws to the new constitution. So as we are now, we have a disparity between the laws and the constitution. And I'm of the view that most of the laws which are there are unconstitutional. So for me, for now, we only have a constitution and we don't have any laws. And there's no seriousness on the part of the government in respect of aligning the laws to the new constitution. That is my view on that.
Thank you, Mr. Mandevere. Please do stay on the line. Let's go to Mr. Sibanda. Now, Mr. Sibanda, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and Amnesty International have talked about Itai Dzamara. You worked with Itai Dzamara, and they are saying the government is not doing enough to find him. He disappeared 11 months ago. Are you at least happy that these organizations are keeping pressure on the government to do something?
Yeah, personally, I'm happy about these organizations who are putting so much pressure to the government. But I'm equally worried about the government stance. Mm-hmm. You know, the government is not playing its role, is not playing its part in trying to find the whereabouts of Itai Dzamara. And what annoys me is that, you know, Zimbabwe boasts of having the best security in the region, if not the best in the continent. And someone is reported missing in a nation like Zimbabwe. You know, is that possible and is that true?
Mm-hmm.
If Zimbabwe government was deeper to find the whereabouts of Itai Dzamara, they could have done it long dead.
Mm-hmm. So you really feel not enough is being done?
Yeah. The government is not playing its part, is not playing its role. Mm-hmm. You know, which leaves us with more vexing questions than putting answers
mm-hmm.
about the whereabouts of our colleagues.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs?
Yes, we are going to spanda singakahambi ke kumnumzana Mandevere. Nxa usubona ngakhona okwenzakalayo uzwa ke amagode khonona kangaka esithi ilungelo loluntu ngazani liyephulwa kambe ubona ngazani kuya ngaphi khonokho nxa sukukhangela wena
ngokubona kwami angiboni ubana singathi sile amalungelo abantu ayaqakathekiswa elizweni laseZimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Akula ngathi ulungelo loluntu eZimbabwe. Ama-rights abantu ayephulwa nsuku zonke, ayephulwa sikhathi sonke.
Lina ngokugijinyiswa kwenu ligijima nsuku zonke kumbe kwesinye isikhathi bayaliqolela kuhamba njani khona ngale e-Africa Unity Square?
Yeah, isikhatini basixolele isikhatini basigijimisa ikakhulu ngokuphakama kwenza ama office lokho ngathi asila we are not guaranteed ukubana bazasekelela ngazama ukuthi sisukume kahle.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. So he says you know what is happening in Zimbabwe is very disturbing because at times you know they go to the Africa Unity Square to engage in protests and they don't get beaten up whatsoever, but it only comes once and is very painful when it happens. Yeah,
regai tidzoke kwamuri vamandevere asi tichitaurawo nevamwe muzanu pf tambotaura navanik mangwana vanova sachigaro wezanu pf ku UK uko vachitaura kuti aiwa nyaya yebumbiro remutemo iri kugadziriswa uye vati munyika dzakaita sana America muna anonzi ma cold cases evanhu vanenge vakamboshaika vasingazikana kuti vari kupi nekudaro semaonero avo avaone paine zvinhu zvinonyanyotyisa nekutsakatika kwavadzamara.
Maonero anondishamisa chose. Chekutanga nyaya yebumbi remutemo vangatauri kuti pane zviri kugadziriswa nekuti nguva yacho yareba. Constitution pachizo yakanyorwa makore mashoma pane nguva yazitorwa kuti mitemo yanga ichingovapo igadziriswa. Mukaona paizonyorwa bumbiro remutemo pai vanhu vaiziva mitemo yaifanira kunge yakachinjwa neyaifanira kugadziriswa. Ndosaka tichiona bumbiro remutemo mitemo mizhinji yatiri kuchallenja kumakoti uku ichibviswa nokuti mitemo yaizikanwa yakaipa inozikanwa, asi ngoti hapana chido chevanhu vane masimba ekuti vachinje mitemo. Ndozvandiri kuona izvi. Zvinoshamisa chose kana vanhu vachiti kunyangarika kwavadzamara hakufaniri kutyisa nekuda kwekuti kuda kuamerica kuno mwana anombonyangarika. Handioni sekuti zvinogona kufanana nokuti nyaya yadzamara inyaya yekuti inyaya yehombe.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Ramba yenyu muri parunare. Tinenge tine vateereri vaviri vatatu. Unani Gibbs?
Ye, nginokodlwayo mahlabatwale kuna ngale ke South Africa. Kodlwayo ungaunjani?
Hayi, saphilile mnjani?
Hayi mbijana, kunjani egolo? Use-Gauteng ungaphi kwangkhona?
Hayi, khona ngapha kube-Emele ngapha.
Woye, kunjani Emele?
Hayi, kuright nje kancane, kuyasesesesesa nje namhlanje.
Ye, nathi udabe kudwini lapha ungathini ke mnumzana Kodlwayo?
Yabona mina ngigodla emathala ayithwale ukuthi indaba leyabantu abangana bayizwisisi kahle duze. Yazi ukuthi nxa sikhuluma nge-human rights kasikhulumi ngokudubula abantu, ukubulala abantu lokhana kwenzakala ku-ground. Hayi, lapha sikhuluma ngokuthi right nanku ukudla indlala ibhahile elizweni, there is so much hunger in the country. But you find that ukuthi ngona akula effort enzakalayo ukuthi abantu bathole lokhu kudla, kulungiselwe lokhu kudla, kufakwe wonke ama resources, wonke ama stakeholders acelwe ukuthi khonkhona madoda nansi indlala isingeni lekhaya sithini ngayo. But you find ukuthi khonkhona i-government breaking its feet. Now as it is right now emasingo, one of the origin five lea drought stricken, akula kudla. And then the father of the nation who decides to go and make the bash uthi ayi mina ngiyazanya futhi mina abantu bamvela angilandaba lami. It's just as good as a father who go and sell a goat ethiye ekhaya kungalasitshebo kungalampuphu afike lapha imali afika inade yonke abuye ngalandithi ekhaya ayiyena esuthi athi ayi imiliyani ngiyayithanda. Amalungelo abantu abantwana right now kabafundi abantwana be-dropped out of school, a basic human right. Abantu eHarare right now kunabantu esebelahlekelwe izimpilo zabo ngemikhuhlane esukele emanzini, but nobody is taking care about that. IHarare kunabantu kade bezizamela izindlu zabo demolished. Violation of human rights. Kade abantu bakhuluma ngo-Idi Jamara, nobody is taking care about it. And umuntu has got i-courage ukuthi hayi e-America kulalokho. Lapha sikhuluma ngeZimbabwe, umntwana eZimbabwe esingamboniyo esimfuna ephila. Then we tell an American, American nation is wrong, that's a landela, Congress, Congress, American is wrong. I think then into a right, it's a matter of another. That's in the only thing that I'm going to do. At the same time, Avant to have a Karazelela with the rep to Zimbabwe, near the United States. He's pretty good people. Is that not human rights violation? Inconsistency is a malanga. Iminyaka yabunjwa. But we are still getting seat ukuthi si align kuhle sikwazi ukuthi amaleza ahambe ahamba njani. Now, at the same time, you find that ukukhona people are busy making amabashes, busy preparing this and that, but there is nothing that is being effort to put izamela abantu lokhu ze ukudla kwabantu. Ama informal traders akade bezizamela to earn an honest living bachayile. Emabantu bemarangi ababehlezi phezu kwedamondi ngokungazi abantu benkosi basusele ekhaya abanye abanye abantu babulawa almost about 150 people were killed at Marangi. And then nobody saying, okay, I say human rights. Akubulawa inkukhu, kubulwe umuntu la. Abanye abantwana kathesi right now abalazi izokuze buyisa babagadalela esikole abalabo nina oyise babule just because of ama-diamonds. And the people were forcibly removed. And those people received no compensation at all. That's a human rights violation.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, you find that Kates, Amahovet, they were trying to whatever they were organizing, bachayiwe. But Labana, of course, bachayiwe. And it's really about here. What are you talking about? Bafundi is a fund. It would attend to prepare a concoction of medicine. Baza kunathisa kwendaba bathi akukuzwe babazisile right
abantu
abangasekhaya bachaya abantu ngama-election umuntu ohamba ereporta sengithayiwe lapha ngithaywe ngubantu bani bafake yena insimbi lowo muntu kanti esinamba sokuthwaye bona sekefuna sikhale lapho hawu bantu azizameni into ezingcono ezimbabwe ezimbabwe esiyithuthukise ama-human rights ayenzakala ezimbabwe so ayesabeka Amazon wonke ungazifike ngathi ngiyenza interview omnye indoda wathi seChina kambe China kuseduzele ezimbabwe
ye
hayi kufanele ngathi sekhasi labantwana sikhulisa abantwana kasikho ekhaya
siyabonga Kodlwayo hayi siyakwazi ukuthi ilanga lingatshona uyichayile kodwa sibili Kodlwayo siyabonga kakhulu ye mahlaba ayithwale ungadinwa nokusasa uphenduke phela
Hayi laphenduka eduze
hayi sibongile baba eGodlwayo
yebo baba
yeah so that was Mr. Godlwayo is really sad about what is happening in Zimbabwe. He says there are so many basic and fundamental rights that are being violated. He mentioned education, he mentioned health, and said some people you know, one person already has died of diarrhea and so forth. So he says those are fundamental human rights. You know, if somebody dies, people should be concerned. He also mentioned the issue of the demolition of houses in Harare. He says, why do we have to go to that kind of length, you know, to destroy somebody's house without putting the necessary measures to keep such things? He mentioned, again, the disappearance of Itai Tsamara. You know, a lot of things. So at the end of the day, he says, what is happening in Zimbabwe is very sad. Tinemwe mtereri kuBotswana vandlovu, makadi vandlovu. Vandlovu makadi nare avandlovu inenge iri kunetsa iyi regaiti dzokere kuna vamandevere mandevere muripo here parunare Mr. Mandevere yes let's talk about you know people are like the last caller was talking about fundamental human rights Zimbabwe the constitution is a brilliant, brilliant Bill of Rights. Why do we continue to face these problems?
Oh, okay. As I have said previously, and I state now, we created a very new constitution, but we gave it to the old regime, which has been used to operate under a draconian constitution and piece of legislation. So when we changed the constitution, they never changed their actions. They never changed the manner of doing business. So the manner of doing business remained the same under a new constitution. So there's a clear disrespect of the new constitution. It's like as if we've done nothing. For example, I'll give a clear example. Is in respect of the demolition of houses. You know that Section 74 is very clear. Only a court can give an order allowing demolition of houses. So really, for the government to destroy houses without court orders is clearly unlawful, it's clearly unconstitutional. But these are people who are not who are fond of ruling unlawfully and unconstitutionally. That's my take.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mandere. Please do stay on the line. Rega Timbo try Jakare Van Love Gubotswana. Magadi Van Love.
Hey, Tiripo Magadi, blessing.
Aiwa Tirina and Nastructor and Yaya, Kuchkor, Wakeko Zero Zevan, Masangana Gaita Samnist International Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, Arguti, Kozero Zevan, Azuchen Ketes, Wasves, and UPF Arguti, Masangana Kajinji, Aninga Chita, Judo Zevan, and Wapa Mari. Munotudi.
Chinoneza ndichokuti mukataura nevanhu veZANU-PF mukataura zviri against zviri kuitika background. Vanoita sevanhu vakazvarwa namai vamwe chete nababa vamwe chete. Nekuti zvavanotaura vanoramba zvinhu zviri kuitika. Tarisai panadzamara. Ane nguva akutokwanisa gore asati awanikwa. Asi kuri kunzi kodzero dzevanhu dzakadziriko Zimbabwe. But izvozvo zvinhu zvisiri zvikati zvinhu zviri kutoitika. Ende vana dzamara vasirivo vega vatanga kutoshayikwa. Pane vanhu vakati kuti vanoshayikwa vachingonzi vanyangarika vamwe vachifa zvisinganzwisiki. Zvese izvozvo ikodzero dzevanhu dzinge dzichikanganiswa.
Asi kavari kuti mukatarisa kana kuBotswana ikoko kune vanhu vanombonyangarikawo nekudaro vari kuti zvinhu zvagara zvinoitika.
It's not natural. Zvinhu zvagara zvinongoitika zvega. Asi zvinhu zvinotoitika kutokanganisa kodzero dzemunhu bhozi munhu ane marights ake kuti akwanise kutaura zvaanoda nezvaanofunga. But tikatarisa semuZimbabwe is worse. Muno muziri nani bhozi umwe munotonzwa achitaura achitochoropodza president pamepo. Asi haungawani kuuya achinzi munhu iyeye aita mhosva kana kusungwa kuenda kujeri. Asi kunyika kwedu ukangoti vamugabe vanga vakadai vakadai uchitaura chokwadi unotongopomerwa imwe mhosva ukaenda kujeri.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Van Love nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Tine mumwe muteereri vaHongwe. Makadi vaHongwe? Aiwa tiripo. Mudzore volume yeredhiyo yenyu mbichana kana muine redhiyo nekuti tinoita maungira hatizonzwanani.
Handina redhiyo pane mandiri.
Okay, taura henyu tinzwe.
Yekudhodha vanhu veZANU-PF vakaramba zvavo kuti kodzero dzevanhu dziri kuchikorwa. Ndinotaura kudai izvozvi ndiri kumwe nezivest kumasengo province. I've got a case iri muward 8. Ward 8 imomo ini ndiri memba MDC ndiri chairman wemwe nezivest. Asi ichi iri kuitika muward 8 ndekuti pana vanhu veMDC vari kutonyiwa chikafu nechikonzero chekuti ndeveMDC. Ndoda kukotera good example kuti kuna ward chairperson ane Jose Mandane ari imomo. Hatisi kutaura ekesi yavanhu vasiki vari tingararani ari imomo. Echairman weZANU-PF vakatoita mutsangano namasabhuku namasekretari avo akabva atoporomisa demo chaari kuti whoever anopa provider food kumwe weMDC anotosangana nedemo. Ndotorina organizer secretary wangu akati tiwa scratch off ani tinovavimba mupari ari avangaramba zvavo itsika yavo kuti vanoramba chokwadi chinenge chichiitika kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa zvakaipa.
Asi makaenda kunomhanara here kumapurisa kuti ndiwo zviri kuitika izvi?
Kesi ngati takaigarira pasi nezuro saka watakin state forward tione kuti tingabuda nei.
Nekuti nyangwe vamugabe vanenge vanga vachiti pafaniri kupuwa munhu chikafu zvichitariswa kuti kabuda mbamani.
Asi ndozviri kuitika uye chimwe chiri kundinetsa for example pamurume uno vamangwana ava avo vamangwana vari kure zvikuru nokuno kuZimbabwe saka ngavarege kutaura zvinhu vasingavoni kana kunzwa zviri pagiraundi. Isusu watakin from the ground tiri pagiraundi as we speak. Izvozvo kodzero dzavanhu dziri kuchiowa dzakaipa izvo ndinoona Kilian Madzura angari headman akadiclata kuZANU-PF yamugabe achienda kwamamdhuru akatoredza headman nekuchadhigohwangana kokukadepuwa umwe munhu. Izvi zviri kutoitwa nachief nezuro. Chief nezuro achitotaura achitova chinogana kuti pasina Madzura.
Haiwa zvakaoma.
Ndichitaura zvinhu zviri kurarama vamangwana iye vari kutaura yekuti kwai constitution iri kunonoka kuimplementwa nekuti nyika ina mari inhema Nimerikuwa tandikuwa na mgabi, nisata jiri, nimerikuwa kanda kure $800,000. Saka ima rikuwa tamba yi kanayanga kesa pa constitution.
I want to note that shukuru wa ugwe.
Wanao pitimbo fano kulema kute I own matabele land. Because everything, even the structure, even the tree, belongs to him in matabele land. And you think, because of good money. Saka hindi ujarika ya mara hiko, mara hizere.
I want to note that shukuru wa ugwe. Nekupine amchurongwa chenu.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You heard from Mr. Wungwe there in Maswingo. He's talking about the politicization of food. And he's not buying Mr. Nick Mangwana's argument that the provisions of the Constitution are not being fulfilled simply because the country is broke. He's saying certainly that's not true. But it's a cause for concern if there is this politicization of food, something that... we are eager to make a follow-up, Gibbs.
It's good to be here in most cases because people say what they want, and this is a very free forum, you know. As long as people don't insult each other,
exactly.
They can talk anything. You still remember the cacao tree in Greece, you know.
Yes.
That's where democracy started. But the democracy that we have right here, we're not beating our own chest, but we're saying it includes everyone.
Indeed.
Instead of kids and, you know, other people. Yes. Yes, you know, Babu Chuma. Yes, Chuma Unjani.
Kona rinjandani.
Nya pila kweli tu, unja lapo kona kona?
Ay, nga shila pa ukele nje. Nanuwea chisa chisa nje.
Ye, so, agusye lungati ni wata baloli?
Baloli zi makakulu. Nya manga, nemutu nga isiki. Awanti ka kuma manga, kule iti mokrati zi nga wali. Awanti kere zi, nungu ya wiki nga kulu. Kwa wuna mkulili igaraka.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yes, Pompeo. Yeah, Kubega, Baba. Kubega, Echum. Yeah, see, it's a long way. Kubega, Chuma. Unga cheti, njalo nga nyumuru. Unga nyumuru, kona. So according to Mr. Chuma, there is absolutely no democracy in Zimbabwe. He says you can say what you want, but what you utter is not guaranteed, you know, after talking anything. So he says you have to be careful when you say certain things, especially politics.
And let's go back to Mr. Sbanda. Mr. Sbanda, are you still on the line? Maybe we'll try to connect with him after this short break. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned. Remember to actually connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and WhatsApp. Stay tuned.